These 100 members of the prince's staff were divided equally as to sex and in accordance with their previous mortal status. Each person of this group was capable of becoming co-parental to some new order of physical being, but they had been carefully instructed to resort to parenthood only under certain conditions. It is customary for the corporeal staff of a planetary prince to procreate their successors sometime prior to retiring from special planetary service. Usually this is at, or shortly after, the time of the arrival of the planetary Adam and Eve.